Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joy of Business. You're with your host, Simone Millicis, and I am at home in Perugian Beach. You actually might be able to hear the birds in the background waking us up here. And I am joined today by a unique pair. The show is called In Business Together, and both of these ladies are sisters. Arlene, I'm probably going to completely butcher your last name, Arlene. Is it Schmidick?
That's right, yep.
Okay, cool. Arlene, I realize sometimes I've known you for ages, but I've never actually said, good morning, Arlene Schmidick. It's like I've only used your first name. So we've got Arlene Schmidick and Kathy Duhl, who are sisters, and they're creating businesses together as both successful entrepreneurs, and they're facilitators of Access Consciousness. They're best friends. They're business partners. They own a second-generation family truck, as I like to call it, the big boys' toys, and trailer yeah. dealership with their own businesses, facilitating others to find the joy in business and life using their 30-plus years as owners along with the tools of Access Consciousness. So I love that you guys are sisters because well, first of all, welcome, Kathy and Arlene.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone.
Funny thing is, how many times, I just thought about that because you can't see you right now. It's like, how many times do people get you mixed up?
All the time. Oh. They call us twins, even though there's yeah. like a few years apart.
Right. Yes. And you look completely different.
Thank you for that. Yes. We're not twins. There is
no,
quite a
you're
few
not
years
twins.
between us. So it's always interesting going, are you guys twins? No, we're not. Just sisters. With similar mindsets.
Exactly. And I think that's what actually allows the greatness and the capacity to show up between you guys. So tell me about when you grew up, and it's like, were you, with a few years difference, and it's like, were you actually close when you were children? Was this sort of like inevitable from, you know, the day the second one was born, or did you get on well, or how was your childhood growing up?
Well, this is Kathy, and I'm the oldest. And I actually, there's 7 years between us. Arlene was actually brought home on my 7th birthday.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
I know. I wanted a bike, but she always reminds me that she lasted longer. So, and, you know, so she was, you know, by the time I was in my late teens and everything, she was just, you know, she was still in her childhood, and I already left and got married and, you know, moved to another city. So we didn't know each other at all when we were growing up.
Yeah, and I think, and the other thing, Kath, is like there's three between us. So I was closest to probably my brother and sister next to me, and then Kathy was closest to the other brother and the middle sister. And it wasn't like we didn't get along. It's we just didn't know each other. Kathy started to work when she was really young, probably about 11 years old. And so she was gone most of the time. So, yeah, we didn't actually know each other until after Kathy had got married. I had graduated from high school. And then Kathy had separated, and we just started. She came back home, and we started to ride. We've always rode horses. And we started to compete together and go down the rodeo circuit, which means a lot of hours in a truck and trailer together. And as we started to do the circuit, as we call it, we going, hey, I kind of like you. I kind of like you, too. And that kind of was where we actually kind of got to know each other at that time. So I was probably about 24 or so,
yeah.
about that time. When that we started to connect, and since then it's just, we literally went from there, and we just started to hang out together, continued to hang out, become best friends, even though we both worked in different, we had different occupations at that time, It was several years after that that we started, during our road trips, talk about starting a business together. Being around entrepreneur parents, you know, we always grew up in around business. So, yeah, that's kind of how it started. It wasn't like, oh, I come home on her birthday when she's seven, it didn't start that way at all.
Right. So what made you choose to create a business together as sisters? Was it just that the fact that you were like, hey, you're a cool person, I really like you, let's do something, let's create together, or was there something else, any other factors that you remember?
Well, I think that probably, as Arlene said, we traveled many, many hours together and miles on the weekend.
Right.
And so, what has always been cool about the two of us is that we're both really detailed oriented and big picture. So, we'd stop into a restaurant to get, eat something on the road. And we'd both sort of, knowing that our parents had owned a restaurant, we'd walk in with those eyes and go, okay, this is a cool place. And then we'd start looking at it. Well, if only they did this, and if they did that, and oh my God, here's how they can make some more money here. And if they left this out, and they don't need all of this. So every time we went down the road, we'd go buy a business or we'd see something that would pique an interest, and all of a sudden we'd start talking about, what other people could do. And we sort of looked at each other and said, well, being that I was at a college teaching and Arlene was at a high school teaching, we were both taking classes. And one of the things that happened was that we had to both do book reports. So
Right. It
became, oh, well, let's do a book report on this business. And let's do a book
report. And
then
we turned it into a business plan.
Wow.
We actually, it started as us to review a book. And then the next part, we asked the teachers, well, could we like turn this into a business plan? And so she was doing a business plan on a Western shop, and I was doing a business plan and actually opening up a whole ranch retreat. And we submitted it and we were looking at it and going, wow, this is pretty good.
Maybe we should do this.
Maybe we should do this. And what happened where we first started our first business was in the, probably about 1986 or 87, was when we, Kathy was working, as she said, at the college, but we were doing lots of volunteer work for the college and all this other things, and they kept asking, do you know anyone who does marketing? We need to have some marketing projects. And Kathy goes, well, we do. And so before we knew it, we were doing the marketing projects for the college. And then it turned into, that business ended up going into more event planning. We started to get invites to do a lot of events based on a lot of the volunteer work, because we were involved with organizing big galas and auctions and fundraisers. And so we got people asked, well, could you do that for us for our business? So then that was where we started our company, it seems so long ago, called Primetime Events. And we started doing big, huge corporate events for big companies. And we did the social events and the wedding events and all that, but it was really the more corporate huge events that we loved. And as we were doing the events, we still had that business and always still doing our full-time jobs, doing teaching and working at the college and me being a high school teacher and all that. While we were doing event planning, we had companies saying, well, do you guys do team building? And we're like, sure, we can do team building.
We can do that, yeah.
So before you know it, we're literally creating all these half-day or full-day workshops around on like team building exercises, and then they turned into three-day programs. And then that started to move us into facilitation and teaching classes. We created a lot of different workshops, and then we got involved with an international organization where we started taking their international curriculum and working and going into colleges and K-12 schools and corporate, working around student retention and employee student retention and success. So it was just always, it was never, I don't know how you say it. I don't think we never sat down and go, this is a plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we never did that. It was just always kind of keep creating and keep following. and, you know, keep choosing. And that's kind of like how our businesses have evolved to like where we are today.
So I can see how like the both of you are a contribution to each other. And I can, you can even, I love the way you guys talk because you can perceive the energy of, you know, somebody asking a question, you guys sort of looking at each other being like, yeah, we can do that. And
yeah.
the energy, the creativeness between a partnership, which is something that's very interesting in the business world too. I mean, I sometimes think having a business partner is way harder than actually having a relationship partner. It's like, you know, it can be a lot of hard work. And if you hit the nail on the head and you get the right one, then it can be absolutely brilliant. And one of the things that we always talk about in Access Consciousness is that if you are in partnership with anyone for any reason, whether it's business or relationship, you should be creating at least 20 times more with that person than you would alone. That is the whole idea of hooking up with someone for whatever reason you are. So I can see that that is actually what you guys have created. And what I'd like to ask you is there been any like of the challenging moments where it was just like, ah, I want to pull my sister's hair out. And, you know, and how did you get around that?
I'm laughing because, of course, yes.
Yes. It's interesting because we were having this conversation a while back. And, you know, when you're in a room full of other people and they ask that question, it's like, yeah, no, we're okay, you know. And then we started to look at each other. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is probably being in great allowance for each other. And I think the other thing that I've always, as mad as I can sometimes get at Arlene, and I'm sure it's vice versa too, at the end of the day, she's still my sister. And I think that, and I know that she will always have my back. So, and after the argument, allowing each other to go, okay, you know, what was that about? And then coming back and being able to talk about it and just being open to each other's feedback, in whether it's constructive or not, or if I think it's not, you know, whatever that is, I think that's part of it, is just really being an allowance of each other.
I think that is imperative. That, well, let me just round off here and then we'll go to a break and we'll come back, because this is something I really actually want to get into asking you guys, because you see a lot of people going to a family business or with a family member because they think they should. You know, it's the family business. Like, you hear that. I mean, I know my brother was invited to be an accountant for my dad and he didn't want to do it, so he didn't do it. And my dad was kind enough to sort of go, okay, I get it. You don't want to take over the family business. And he went and did something else. But it's not something that's encouraged, and there needs to be, like, I'd love the choice element to come in. So we're going to head off to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about being in a family business and creating together and what does that look like. So we'll be back really soon. You're with Kathy and Arlene, and Simone Millis is on Joy of Business.
What if every moment of every day you had more choice, more tools, more allowance of you? What if joy was your priority? If this is the kind of life you would like to create, you can join Simone Millis on the Adventure of Living series, a worldwide telecall where every month you can explore different topics using the Access Consciousness tools and processes to change any area of your life you think is not working for you. Business, money, parenting, bodies, relationships, the list goes on. And what if it did not have to? If your life was the adventure of living, what would you create it as? For more information and to sign up, go to accesstheadventureofliving.com.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Simone Millicent on Joy of Business Radio Station with Kathy and Arlene, and we're talking about In Business Together. Now, these ladies are in business together, but they've also done business with the rest of their family as well. And it's interesting because one of the things just before we went off to break, I was looking at the fact that people sort of end up in a family business rather than doing it by choice. And even yesterday, I saw my brother who we don't actually get along that well. Like, we don't see eye to eye. It's like there's way more other people in the world that get me than what he does. And one of the things that I know that he's looking at is my mother was quite elderly. My father died a few years ago. Is when her when she does die, there's me and David. So, you know, we'll be left the house, which is quite a nice house on the river in Noosa. And he's already got ideas about what he wants to do. And I can perceive the ideas, and there is no way in the world I want to be in business with him. Like, it would, I was talking to Gary yesterday saying, he said, well, ask him to buy you out. And I was like, that's what I would do. And I know he would say he didn't have the money. I'd be willing to buy him out because it would just be like my worst nightmare. And I could see that there would be some energy in me that I'd almost just go, just have that friggin' house because I don't want to deal with him. And you guys actually stepped into the whole family business, didn't you?
Yes.
The big boys' toys business.
Yes. Yes. So it's interesting. Great question because right before break, I was thinking about, you know, Kathy and I, we chose to be in business together. And we still choose every day. And that's really a lot of times what this is about choice. So it's like every day, it's like, you know, I have a choice to be in business with my sister or not. And that in itself kind of like gives you space and allowance to make different choices in itself. But when it came to the family business, I will be completely honest. I didn't feel like I had choice. My father, this was back in 99, I guess. My father had become ill with cancer. So up to that point, Kathy and I had never had nothing to do with the family dealership. Our other two siblings had. Kathy and I had always done our own thing. And because of our management and business experience, my dad actually put a demand in our world. It actually, I wasn't able to articulate it back then. I was really pissed at him when he asked us. He basically said, I've never asked anything of you, but I need you and Kathy to come, you know, come to the business and help and be there at the business, well, and run the business while Mom and I focus on me getting well. So there was no discussion with the siblings who were already there. Like, we didn't even ask my father, like, has there been a family conversation about this? Like, what are they going to feel like when we step in? Because the two of them had always kind of been involved with the business. But they were more in, like, they weren't so much involved in running the business. They were doing the business, like, day-to-day stuff. And so when he put that demand in my world, it was like, only like his thing was like, you know, 6 months, I'll be back on my feet. You guys can go do what you were doing. And at that point, we were working for this international company where we were traveling 3 weeks out of a month in the United States, loving what we were doing and choosing who we got to play with and work with, that sort of thing. And all of a sudden this demand came and I'm like, really? Like, this was never my choice. So we did go in, you know, we went into the business, we now realize years later that it was more his way to get the family together. He always wanted us all to work together. That was his dream. But the four of us, and including our mom, which would make five, we all have very, you know, different styles of working together. And it, I can say in 17 years, it has not always been a bed of roses. In fact, there has been many times we've walked in
many
eggshells.
Many thorns.
Yes. many doors slammed, many FUs and all, and that, and yet we went back, and this is the power of sometimes vows, which, you know, you want to kind of clear all those sort of thing. But we did have a vow to our dad about legacy, when he, that we would honor his legacy and my mom's legacy. They started the business together in 1975. And so that, the whole legacy energy was so weighing on us. We didn't even realize the obligation it put us under, that even though our father died, he never got well, sort of thing. We just couldn't. Every choice we made was around what him and mom would have done. So at that point, looking 17, if we would have asked each other, actually even had a family meeting, said, hey, do you guys want to work together? Because it wasn't pleasant, because they were really upset when we got brought on. There was no conversation, as I said. They were upset. They always assumed, actually more my brother assumed, he was going to have the whole business to himself. There was a lot of projections that happened, and there was a lot of, like, through the years, we really, like, I guess the basis was, is that we kept going back, we're going to make this work no matter what. But taking that vow of, you know, whatever it is, it's not, it actually takes your choices away. Because if I would have had an honest conversation and said, do I want to be here? I would have probably said no and, you know, left at that point. And I don't, like, through the years, like, it has not been easy. Now today, my one sister is no longer involved because of medical reasons. My mom retired, and that was and that was thanks to you and the Joy Business classes that we went through. We got her to retire. There's so much to say on this topic. Kathy, you can jump in, please.
I think the biggest thing, you know, for people who are in a family business, one is it's always assumed, I think, from the parents that we have this business, the kids are going to be involved. So, number one, having those honest conversations, which we never did. And then, as Arlene said, number two is asking those questions. I mean, that's probably been the biggest thing that has gotten us through, is ask a lot of questions. Even if you don't have the answer, and we definitely have learned that, you know, an access, but Arlene and I've always asked a lot of questions, not realizing that we were looking for the energy around it, but ask a lot of questions and just, you know, be open with each other. You know, I think as a family, there's much more, you're bound together, but you don't ask the hard questions of each other. You just assume that that's the way things are. You know, somebody makes a family decision and everybody follows down the path because that's an assumption. But if you can step back, and I think the other thing that we really have done is that we don't call each other family members anymore. We're all shareholders.
Right.
We're shareholders of a business. Which,
that's a great tool, yeah.
It takes
out of what family is defined as in this reality as well to shareholders.
Yeah, you can just feel that energy difference, like it's family. No, I am a shareholder in a business, and we don't even say family business anymore because, again, that's another connotation that it's like, oh, it's a family business, you can't deal with it. You know, when we have customers who come in, they just know that we're a business and they can deal with anybody. They don't have to deal with a family member. They can deal with anybody. So taking the word family out of the equation can definitely just change the perception of the family members, your team that you have associated with you, and even with your customers and your vendors.
Yeah. I love that. I love that tool. I think it's brilliant that it's like that you're shareholders and not. And one other thing I wanted to bring up too, though, because you were saying about, like, I mean, originally it's the choice factor, like you guys choose to work together and yet you didn't feel like you had choice in the business. But one of the things I would like to give the listeners too, if that energy sort of feels like you, there are some tools that you can start to change that. Because one of the things that we talk about in Access Consciousness is the difference between choice and necessity. So in that instance, it feels like it's a necessity to do mm-hmm. something rather than just a choice. But you can literally change the energy of that, because in truth, you have choice to do everything. And I mean, I know you can perceive now the energy of when you guys started, that your father was, you know, desiring to get the whole family to sort of come together and commune together, et cetera. And that's the way he chose to do it, probably the way he saw to do it through business. But if you literally take the energy of something like that and then ask, okay, so everywhere that I'm making this a necessity, what would it take for this to be a choice? It's like, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be that would allow this to be a choice for me and not a necessity? And everything that that is, and use the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, right and wrong, good and bad, Pock and Pot, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyonds. And we've spoken about the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement before, and you can find out more about it on theclearingstatement.com. It's like, I give you a little example. It's like one day we were taking my mother out to lunch, and Brendan's sitting on the veranda going, I so don't want to go, you know, to lunch and take your mum out to lunch. And everything in his world, it was a necessity. And then he sat on the veranda and he was like, well, this isn't much fun, this energy that I'm creating of going to lunch from a necessity. Like, it's just going to create me to be grumpy and cranky and angry. So he started asking questions and was like, all right, what would it take for this to be a choice? What would I have to change? So we had a beer. We call it a can of courage, a can of courage before he went out to lunch. But it changed the energy, and it was that quick. So the thing is, if you do feel like you're stuck in necessity, originally it might not have been the choice that you desired to make, and yet have a look at what you are currently choosing and know that you can change the energy on it to work with you. So we're heading off to our next break. A bit early on this one, but we're heading off. So we'll be back really soon with Kathy and Arlene, Simone Millicis on Joy of Business.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue-collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The Access Consciousness Bars are the very core and foundation of Access Consciousness. Access Bars is a simple, relaxing body process that creates more happiness, more joy, and more peace in your world. The bars can be the starting point of a great adventure, and it can be something you add to your life that will assist you in creating a greater ease with everything. When touched gently, the 32 bars of energy that run through and along the head release all the thoughts, decisions, and beliefs that are limiting you and holding you back from being all of you. Learn more and find an Access Bars practitioner near you at accessconsciousness.com/bars.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're enjoying business. It was Simone Millicis and the fabulous Kathy and Arlene. Can I just say, I adore both of you guys. I had the pleasure to working with you, but I find out so much more about people when I do a radio show with them. It's great. Chichester Bowman and Steve Bowman in Mexico, and they got off and they're like, no one's ever asked us those questions and no one even knows that information we just told you, and you just got it out of us on a radio show. And I was like, excellent. How does it get any better than that?
Yeah, I know.
I'm extremely grateful for you guys. And actually, one of your first classes you went to was the Joy Business class, correct?
Yes.
Oh, In Vancouver, and that was actually about 2 years ago. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about necessity and choice. And I think the clarity for us came after the first class we took was a telecall, and then we actually came and seen you live. And that's where the discussion started okay, is this really a necessity? Let's really start pulling this apart and talking about this and start asking the questions. And I know for myself, it's more of a choice today. Definitely, you know, since we were able to retire Mom, which, again, thank you for assistance with that. That was on our mind for years. And, you know, after taking two classes, we were able to do it with ease, with total ease. And
it sounds also like an honoring of your mother, like when you say with total ease too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
An honoring of what your mother had, you know, contributed.
Yeah, and so taking that into account and then making choices around our other sister and you know, putting her on medical leave, I think for myself there's more choice now involved, and being able to ask, you know, when I come up against something, ask those questions, ask any question. And so it definitely takes out a lot of the anxiety and everything that builds up when you're dealing with a family business. When you take it from necessity to choice, a lot of that stuff starts to dissipate.
And
right.
Using tools like interesting point of view. I have this point of view. That's, you know, I just think of a lot of the tools and Kathy was saying, you know, a lot did shift for us when we went to the Joy business, because prior to that, Kathy and I had invested a lot of money in other type of market business classes and marketing classes and you know, went all over the place for conferences, and it was the first time with literally the Joy business was a place where all I can say was allowance to be who I am. And show up exactly who I am in business, not who my parents are in business or my sister is or my brother is sort of thing. It's like, who am I, you know, coming from a place for allowance for myself, but also the allowance of my parents' choices and my siblings' choices. But then I think it was probably the first time I actually was in a place of gratitude for what my father asked of us all those years ago. And I hadn't been in a place of gratitude. I was pretty much in a place of being, you know, a little pissed off, because, you know, it's easy to kind of, without the Access Conscious tools, you can get caught in the drama and trauma that a family business can bring up. And you can get caught in, and then you could slip, and I mean, I'll just say I've been there, done that, into a victim place. And I was being in a victim. Here I'm supposed to be a business owner, yet I was playing the victim card, going, hey, I didn't try to, you know, I didn't want to be involved with this business, yet the door wasn't locked. I could have left at any time, right?
It's so, like, look what I got stuck with, this multi-million dollar business, goddamn. Yeah.
You know, and getting up and driving to the office every single day, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So it was, you know, tools like, when you look at, it's a different perspective. It's a different awareness of really stepping back and going, wow, I actually made this choice. I created this. So if I don't exactly like how it's showing up, so one thing would be like how my relationship with maybe my brother was showing up, then what other choices can I make today? What else, what other tools can I use? And as I mentioned, I did say the interesting point of view. I have this point of view. This reality is still built on, like, I'm right, you're wrong. And in a family business, you can fight forever on that point of view. Instead of just going, hey, that's your point of view, this is my point of view, now what's the best for the business? And that's the other thing that Access Consciousness has actually, you know, a huge part around business is asking the business, you know, like, what do you get? Like, asking the business a question, asking it where it wants to, like, and asking it to contribute to whatever's going on. And we've gone through a lot of turbulent times through the 17 years, and the last couple of years have been really turbulent. But every day coming in, like, one is coming in by choice. Then the second thing is literally lowering my barriers and keep asking, you know, setting up the day with questions. Like, I love a couple questions that I use every day is, like, what else is possible for my business today that I've never, that is greater than anything I've ever imagined, you know? And it bring that opens up this space of going, wow. And then all of a sudden, you know, ideas start to pop about areas where I thought I was stuck or I couldn't find an answer. Like, just the question is actually is what opens the door to different possibilities showing up. And a big part when you're working with family or just as sisters or in business together, it's sometimes you start to get, you can get upset about something, but it's like, who does, this is another two, it's who does this even belong to? Like, this isn't even me. You know, I'm reacting to something that's not even me. And, you know, using the tools of, you know, being able to return to sender and stuff like that. But that creates so much space I keep coming back to choice. But I remember there was a time where I thought I had no choice in the business. And that's so different as today. Like, it's hugely different.
Can I ask how your rest of the family members, because I know you two are both Access Consciousness facilitators, you've both been to, you know, Joy Business classes, and so you're using the tools, and it's like, how did that sort of, how does it sit with all the rest of your family? Did they embrace that? Are you guys closer now or not closer? Or
I would say that we're probably closer. Number one, our mom always comes, if we're streaming an event or something, she's in love with Gary, so she comes and watches with us. So she, you know, it's wonderful because it's part of, you know, I think that she has incredible abilities and skills, and has never really opened the door to being open to, you know, non-traditional or whatever, right? And so she has done it. Our other sister has done a lot of things. She's done Right Body. She's done
she's done the bar. She's done foundation. I think she hasn't completely embraced it. She gets a lot of value out of the drama and trauma she plays.
Yeah.
And before I would, you know, I was a huge fixer. Being a high school teacher, I was a huge fixer and saver,
right.
Or I thought I tried to be that, right? And really, that was kind of a superior, you know, B type of position sort of thing. Now, where our sister would choose drama and trauma before, we would actually get in the puddle with her, get in the, you know, get in there and try to pull her out. And we don't do that anymore. Like, I'll just speak for myself. I don't do that anymore. I just continuously let her, okay, cool, you're making that choice. So she doesn't get the reaction from us. But what's interesting with the tools, the Access tools, is like she'll still reference stuff, and then she'll surprise us, and she's like, "Hey, you know, Mom and I, because she's as we mentioned, Mom's retired, and our other sister's on medical leave. She'll go, Mom and I just did a bar session, and we're like, whoa. So then you're kind of
right.
Like going, okay, cool, and continuously holding. Having that allowance for whatever choices she makes in that moment. And then our brother, he's taken no classes. He has actually received a couple partial bar sessions from us. And when I say partial, because he can only receive so much and then he wants to kind of shut it off sort of thing. We did give him as a gift Dane's book, Dr. Heer's book, Being You, Changing the World, on audio, which he really liked, and he started to use the questions, and he was showing us several of the questions he was asking through the day. But I think things started to change, and it kind of none of them are against anything. They're very aware of what Kathy and I do every morning together, what we do throughout the day by asking questions to them or to our team. We're constantly in question to our customers or vendors, the business itself. And on top of that, we're constantly doing, you know, SOP sessions on the business and the team and when it, you know, and doing the energy sessions. And we don't know what that's going to create, but we do know we're aware that it's going to create some form of space and ease. And it always does. Like, I can walk in the morning and there's a jaggedy energy, or some, you can just energetically feel something's off, or the, you know, somebody's wound up or something. Kathy and I'll literally go into one of our offices. We have different various questions that we'll ask in the morning, and then we'll start to move some of the, you know, play with the energy, and we'll go, hey, what else is possible here, and walk out, and yep, people are laughing, and we, you know, it's miracle tools, actually. That's what I always
say.
They
are miracle tools.
They are. And I think the thing is that their awareness of us using the tools, I think that they know that it is creating ease. So they stick close. They haven't stepped in to start using it, but they're aware of it. And we always share questions. I think the one question for me that I absolutely use all the time, Arlene and I both use, and especially when things are going sideways and it's like, what the hell? And it's you can't understand why it's happening. The question that I use is, what is right about this?
And I love that question. It's one of my favorite questions.
What's
right about this I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting?
And what's right about us we're not getting?
We're not getting.
Especially when you have projections from the lenders, or your customers, or even
your vendors,
or each other.
Each other.
You know, what's right about us we're not getting, and, you know, and what else, and also,
so
I said, what else
we're
is
going
possible?
We're going off to another break, so let's come back with that end, that cliffhanger that we're leaving you with Kathy and Arlene, and we're talking about In Business Together. We'll be back really soon.
Your business can take you traveling, allow you to stay at home, have you working with people or by yourself, have you dressing up or staying in your PJs all day long. What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Just connect with us on Instagram or Twitter and share your pictures with hashtag businessdonewhere and hashtag joyofbusiness.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Joy Business, and Simone Millis is your host. And we're talking about In Business Together with the lovely Kathy and Arlene. And I'm going to say we left you on a cliffhanger. So what was the end that we were about to go to with the questions? Because we were talking about asking the question of what's right about this I'm not getting, what's right about me I'm not getting, and what's right about us I'm not getting as a great question. And I just want to add that I love those questions in business, especially because quite often, every single day, nothing ever shows up the way you think it's going to show up. So, and or maybe a business deal falls through, or someone doesn't turn up to work, or you hire someone and they end up not being the person you thought they were, etc. All of these things occur, and it's so fantastic to ask that question, what's right about this I'm not getting? Because usually what it leads to is more awareness and another possibility allow another possibility to show up with absolute ease. So it's about taking you out of judgment, not going into judgment, and asking questions is imperative.
So
what were the other
true.
Questions that you guys were heading to? Because I'm on a cliffhanger.
Well, as a business person, it's really, and we have several businesses. So we've mentioned our dealership, which is a heavy truck and trailer dealership. And then we have our business, which has evolved many times over the years, and it's called Access the Shift. But one of the things we were asking, in business, you can get lost in business, or you can lose your light yourself when you're in business and everything that you do is about your business. So every morning, there's two things I do every morning. I do the Access mantra, which is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. I do that every morning while I'm driving to work and every night when I'm going home. There's something about that that creates such ease in my life. It's unbelievable. And then the other one, and I've offered this one actually to several people have said, hey, I took that question and I ran with it and they've had all sorts of changes. And I basically say, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create, actualize, and receive a life and living greater than anything I've ever imagined with total ease?
Oh, I love that. And everything
and
that includes times of God's being destroyed and created, right? And I'm getting back, yeah. Fucking part all night, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Yeah, and it creates this space of like, what else is possible for my whole life? That includes what's possible for my body, what's possible for like a relationships, what's possible for, you know, connections that I could be making, what else is possible for my businesses. And I just want to reference back about how much we've shifted with when us calling our business a family business all the time to now, I always played either or between all my businesses. It was either the family business or my business. So I'm like, holy crap, they're both of my businesses. Oh man, this is weird. Now I just talk, they're my businesses. I have we have at least four businesses. That's how I refer to them. And they actually are very happy to play together and contribute to each other. And so that question that I ask, it encompasses my whole life and what else is possible for my whole life that's greater than anything I could ever imagine. And every day, it's amazing what shows up. It's like, wow,
well,
thank
you. I love that
you.
Too, because it takes you beyond your logical mind. Because what we always talk about too, it's like, you know, you end up creating conclusions and limitations from what you've been and done before, but you asking beyond what you can ever imagine, it's stepping into the chaos of possibilities and not the order of and the projections and the expectations of this reality. So I love that. Thank you so much. Hey, I just want to mention here too that if you want to find out more about Kathy and Arlene, you can go to their website, which is accessashift.com. And it looks absolutely beautiful. You guys look beautiful. Your eyes are bright and shining in the photos. I love it. So it's called accessashift.com. And they're going to have some classes coming up soon. They'll have an Access Foundation class, which I gather you guys are doing together. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Awesome.
We've done a lot
love
of co-facilitation. Yes. We've done a lot of co-facilitation. And we love it. And it gives the participants actually a chance to, you know, sometimes you connect with the facilitator and sometimes you don't always. And this time it gives people kind of choice So it's fun.
I started doing I started co-facilitating with Brendan, my partner, and the first one we did, we were like, oh well, let's see how it goes. We're either gonna like it or we're not. It's like, yeah. You know. And we did. We loved it. And so he actually just did a Joy Business 101 class with me a couple of days ago. And it was so much fun, you know, talking about business and on stage. And the comments we got too were like, you know, that us being in relationship was great, but to see us talk about our finances and everything together as well was such an invitation. So it is interesting to, like I said way earlier in the radio show, that if you are working with someone, no matter what it is, if it's a relationship, a business partner, a sister, et cetera, it should be contributing to your life and creating at least 20 times more than what you would on your own. And if that's not happening, you might want to start asking some questions and see what possibilities are available that you have not yet asked for. So they're also doing a Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider class in
Kelowna. How do you say? Kelowna, British Columbia. Canada.
Kelowna in British Columbia, Canada in April. So go to their website, accessashift.com. Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, as it says, is actually working with horses. And you don't even have to ride a horse to go there. It's even if you're just interested in touching a horse, being with a horse. If you're afraid of horses, best class to do, Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider. You can learn everything from a horse, from another animal. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And talking about the Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, Kathy and I started to ride, compete when I was 3 years old. So we've always had horses in our lives. And we've really talked a lot about how horses can contribute to your leadership and also leadership in your business. So it's not the Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider isn't, as Simone said, just about, you know, you need to ride. It's way more than that. And how can you allow horses and animals? Because usually when we're somewhere working with the horses, there's usually dogs and cats and, you know, goats and bunnies and all that sort of moving around the barn and or ranch or whatever. And they're, how can you receive and get contribution from them? And how can you contribute to the animals also?
And that sort of brings me to the other question that I always ask, too, in the morning. Arlene does her two questions. But one of the other questions that we've brought in is, you know, what grand and glorious adventure am I going to enjoy today, or am I going to encounter today? And everything that is, times the gazillion, can we destroy and uncreate it all, right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And it is one of those questions that allows you to be aware of everything. So whatever is coming at you, whether, you know, it's the good things that are happening or the bad things, is, you know, okay, this is an adventure. Let's see where this takes us. So that question really does allow you to stay in awareness and be open to anything that your business throws at you.
Or your life.
Or your life, yes.
So,
or your family, too.
Exactly. And I want to say, like, I mean, it's morning time here in Australia. I was doing the pre-record here, and I had, like, a really full-on interesting day yesterday. It was what you would put in the, you know, quote-unquote hard category for myself, but not making it into a trauma and drama. It was just like, oh, man. And I've been doing Access for 15 years. And when you hear the questions from someone, it's so helpful, because even now I forgot about that one. What grand and glorious adventures can I have today? It's like, so even if you, you know, hear some of these tools, listen to the show again and write down the questions and start to ask these questions and see if something changes for you, your life, your business, and your money flows. I've been playing with, one of you ladies mentioned it earlier, the mantra of Access: all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And I've been re-looking at that, because that is literally the mantra of Access. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And I've been practicing the, okay, easy. Like, if I was going to make it easy today, what would I choose? And it's like, there's a whole lot of space that just occurs. It's like all of my, you know, got to do this, like that madness goes away. And it's like, oh, if I was choosing ease, what would I choose? And then joy. And it's like, if I was being joyful, what would I choose? And then you've got glory, which is the exuberant expression and abundance. And it's like, okay, cool. So if I was functioning from all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, it's like, what else is possible? Instead of going into that, you know, cesspool, the cesspool of trauma and drama. And you've got to remember to have a look at the time of year it is. I started to get funky about finances yesterday. And then I realized, oh, hang on a second, we're coming up to Christmas time. This is the time of year that everybody starts freaking out about money. So as one of the ladies, I can't remember which one, mentioned it, because I'm not looking at you guys, and you guys sound almost familiar to me with a Canadian accent, is about the who does this belong to. Don't forget that tool, who does this belong to. So we've got about a minute left, and I'll just send you guys again to accessashift.com, and that's where you can find Kathy and Arlene. I just signed up for their email, so you can sign up too. And these ladies are they're exciting, thrilling. I love having you guys in my life and working with you with Access Consciousness. And I'm so grateful that you came along to that Joy Business class in Vancouver. You made it, you know, more exciting for me too, the fact that you were in business and looking at what you could change. So what else would you like to leave the listeners with?
I think for me, it's
30
just,
seconds.
You know, for me, I'm just so grateful. Thank you, Simone. Thank you to Access Consciousness. And if any of you, you know, you want to play with some really cool, fun tools and have more fun and joy, just literally go to accessconsciousness.com and, you know, take a look at any of the upcoming classes.
Get your bars run. We mentioned it before.
Yes.
It's like,
get
you
your bars run.
Bars.accessconsciousness.com. There is over 3,000 facilitators in the world. So you can find one near you. If you can't, email omtimes@accessjoybusiness.com and we'll find someone to run your bars.
Yeah, so for me, thank you, Simone. And, yeah, the tools of Access make business easy.
Yes.
And
they
fun.
They absolutely do.
And fun.
Yes. Easy and fun. Woohoo! So ask questions, listen to the radio show down again, write down the questions and go visit them, accessashift.com. And also don't forget to visit accessjoyofbusiness.com and find a JCF. What's a JCF? A Joy of Business Facilitator. Find a JCF near you, and I'm pretty sure Kathy and Arlene are going to end up being JCF soon enough. I'm hoping
no
they
doubt.
Are. What would,
yes,
what
no
would
doubt.
It take? There's my question. All right, thanks, ladies. I'll talk
Thank
to you next
you.
Time.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.